Jeff Blashill, head coach of the Detroit Red Wings, joining us on Hockey Central. Gord Stellick, Nick Kyprios, Doug McLean. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good, guys. How you guys doing?
We're good. Impressed by your team last night. A little bit of a positive spurt. Probably the best we've seen, fair to say, Datsyuk and Zetterberg play in the last little while?
Well, you know, I think they've both been playing good. To be honest with you, I think from a process standpoint, they've both been playing good. I think you know, we made a decision coming into this homestand to put them together. They really like playing together. They play well off each other. As you guys know, they've had lots of moments together over the years. I brought them in the office and asked them prior to the homestand, you know, I think you guys want to play together, do you? And I think Pavel said yes since 2005 or something like that. So, you know, they definitely enjoy it. It gives them energy. They're give-and-go type players. They aren't necessarily straight-ahead speed guys, and they play a certain style, as you guys know, that not the rest of the guys do. So hopefully it gives them some good synergy, and we can capitalize on that.
Jeff, I don't know you very well, but...
Good start,
but
Doug.
I sure as hell Good know. Start. But I sure as hell know you better than a certain NBC reporter on your bench there a week or two ago. you got to get Kenny Holland to get you a hockey card or something, so that the NBC guys know you.
That would be Pierre Maguire.
Know you when they see you on the bench. What the hell happened?
Doug, he picked the wrong bald guy. I mean, there, you know, I have some hair. He went right to the totally bald guy. I don't know how.
Should bald guys not know each other, Jeff? Should bald guys not really know, stick together?
Man, he crushed you.
Exactly.
Anyway, you just got to, I know winning will help that. You better know one. But anyway, I just wanted to get that in there.
Hey, are you glad you came on today?
Yeah, no, it's great.
Hey, Jeff, we're going to see... You know, we at least hope from our side of things in the broadcast world that we're going to see some teams try to improve at the trade deadline. I get the sense that you guys may not be that active. Is it as simple as getting Cronwell back in the lineup, your big acquisition in the next little while?
I mean, part of that for me, Nick, and I think obviously there's a lot of hype around the trade deadline. You know, I think if you go back and study a lot of the moves, I think sometimes it hurts teams. And when you trade for a guy, I think there's a big push to play him in minutes and play him in lots of minutes. And is he better for sure than what you had? I think you have to be real careful in those situations. We're in a spot here where we like our team. I think we're like a lot of other teams in the league. I don't think there's hardly any separation at all. I mean, we played Florida, we played Tampa, Ottawa in the last little bit. All the teams are the same, the Islanders. Everybody's so, so close that it's going to come down to executing. It's going to come down to health. It's going to come down to who makes big plays at big moments. And I don't think we necessarily need to add a piece to be successful down the stretch in our quest to become a playoff team. And once you get in the playoffs, I think it's about executing in those situations. If we can, we can. I mean, that's something that Kenny and ultimately and the management team will decide. But I think chemistry is a real factor, and I think, you know, you want to be healthy, and certainly Nick Cronwell's a big piece of that. We want him to come back at 100%, so we're not sure when that's going to be, but sooner than later. And once he comes back and he feels 100%, that's going to certainly be a boost for our hockey team.
He is skating now, correct? Could it be? Is he day-to-day now?
He's day-to-day, but it certainly won't be, I would project more towards next week. He has not practiced with us yet. He's skating on his own right now. Okay. So we're not practicing today. We'll have a pregame skate tomorrow, practice Saturday, play Sunday. He won't have enough practices in my mind to get himself going back to full go. So we want to put him in when he's got a chance to hit the ground running.
Two guys I want to talk about. As your goaltender, Mrazek and Larkin. I mean, both have been terrific. I mean, Mrazek, not a new story. He really started to become a real goaltender, top goaltender, especially playoffs. But Larkin has just caught a lot of people off guard. And I talked to Kenny there 10 days ago, and he said he's got the heart the size of a lion, this kid.
Yeah, you know, Ken talks a lot about the will part of it. You know, you got to have skill, but you certainly have to have will. And I talk a lot about inner drive being a huge factor to team and individual success. And he's probably got as good as inner drive as anybody I've been around. We've got some special guys in our room that way. I think that's what's sustained the success of the Red Wings for a long time, is a group of guys that have inner drive, and he certainly has that. I mean, Doug, we got to pull him off the ice. I mean, he's out there an hour and a half after practice some days. He loves hockey. He wants to be great. He comes every day trying to be great. You know, my job is to make sure that while he's had real good success, we still want to make sure he's getting better. And, you know, ultimately he's been a really good player for us. And obviously as a 19-year-old, he's been a great player. But when the expectations continue to rise as the season moves along and into future years, we got to make sure he's getting better at all the little things it's going to take for him to continue on a route to become a superstar. So he's been great. Peter, for me, I've watched Peter obviously closely over the last 3 years, you know, starting in our time in Grand Rapids, and he's got special qualities from a mind standpoint. He doesn't get nervous, loves the big moments, and most people aren't that way. He's got a short memory, thinks about the next shot and the next game, real special mental qualities. And what he's done over the years, I think, is he's brought his skill set up to the level of his mental qualities. And probably the biggest area, he competes so hard in the net. He used to get himself out of the cage and out of the blue paint and to a point where he'd put lots of pressure on the defense to cover up for the rebounds because he couldn't get to those second and thirds. Now he stays in the cage and competes that hard. So he's really, really obviously playing at a high level.
I've never heard people tell me I have a short memory, but I've never heard it with a goaltender that a short memory that means he's ready for the next shot. I like that. Listen,
well, I was
yeah.
a bad goalie. I was a bad goalie, Doug, so I had a long memory. I remembered every bad goal, and it continued on to the next game. I think it's a real big factor, a kind of a next shot mentality, a next game mentality. That's what he's really great at. Yeah.
So, Jeff, you've got Mrazek, and it's real clear he's the number one goalie, as you guys have said publicly. On the other hand, you've got Jimmy Howard, and everything I'm hearing is he's handling it like a real pro. But as a coach now, is it a challenge for you, for a guy like that, to keep him sharp mentally? Because we know in situations, and we've seen it in St. Louis with Allen going down and then Elliott coming back and saving their bacon, that, you know, Jimmy Howard's going to have to be ready here. But it's a tough pill to swallow watching you lose your number one job.
It's a challenge. There's no question about it that he's going through a challenge that he hasn't gone through probably in a long time. You know, we went through obviously some of it last year, and he's going through it again now. But I think the biggest thing that my message has been, and that he's really, I think, taken off and done a good job with, is making sure he's as prepared as humanly possible, that when that opportunity comes, whether it's the next start he has or if something were to happen, that he's as ready as he can be. And you guys know that's a hard thing. It's hard when you don't see lots of light at the end of the tunnel. But the guys that end up being successful are the ones that make sure that they're prepared. And he's doing that. He's working, I think, doing a ton of extra work with Jim Bedard. That does two things. One, I think it shows his teammates how committed he still is while he's going through this tough time. And two, it ensures that when he gets his opportunities, he's as ready as he can be. I'd like to try to – he's been in some games, I think, as of late that, you know, as a goaltender – sometimes games don't go your way. The game kind of gets crazy. Pucks seem to go in. I mean, there's nights as a goalie where pucks hit the post and go wide, and there's nights where pucks are going wide and hit people and go in. And he's been in a couple of those games lately where it's gone the wrong way for him. It'd be nice if he could get to a game where it went the right way for him. But obviously part of that's on him to make sure he stands up and is great in one of these nights and starts to really regain his confidence in his games. But that work starts in practice, and he's certainly doing lots of it with Jimmy Bedard.
Now, do you piss the backups off like Babcock did, making them take face-offs? Because Ozzie used to whine about that all the time, and that's why he wanted to play, because he hated doing the face-offs. Make Howard do it. Piss him off.
I took it to another level, and I had a sheet that was so confusing that they thought it was Chinese. So we've simplified it back to a manageable. Now, you know, and Jimmy's a smart guy and Peter's a smart guy, but they couldn't get it. So we've got it. I do make them take the face off stats, which is I guess, I don't know, part of being a backup.
Well, just so you know, they hate it big time.
Nothing worse than putting a pencil behind your ear during the game. Nothing worse, Jeff.
Yeah. Hey, trust me when I tell you, again, I was a bad goalie. I spent plenty of time on the bench. I know what it's like.
What ask you, just 50-game mark, any differences between you and Mike Babcock if you had to self-assess as far as your coaching goes, like some subtleties? Because obviously, tight as far as the program, the development, what would you say is a little different in your style compared to Mike's?
Yeah, it's hard for me to analyze. I mean, that'd be a better question for our guys and people that are around us. I think we think hockey a lot the same. I think we think teaching in our approach, whether it be practice or video, somewhat similar. You know, I certainly learned a lot from Mike, not only in the year we were together in Detroit, but certainly the 3 years after. I had a pretty unique relationship with him while I was in the American League, where I was on the phone with him on a real consistent basis. But with that said, I'm certainly a different person. We're different people entirely. So I'm sure just in the way that I approach things is different than Mike. How we play, Gord, I mean, we've tried to, you know, have our DB active to a level maybe beyond where they were the last couple of years. I know it's something that Mike has done in the past, but maybe in the last couple of years they weren't quite as active as our D have been here. We've tried to utilize our skating of Green and Smith and DeKaiser and all that group. So that's one area where I've had people say to me, it looks like the D are a little more active in the ozone, a little more active in the rush than they've been. But a lot of our game's the same. Our guys do it very well, and I would say there's probably more similarities than differences, except, I guess, in our personalities.
Obviously, you don't watch as much NFL as he does, because this talking behind the card like the NFL coaches on the bench, I'm glad you don't do that. Like, what's with that? He talks behind the card on the
lip readers.
He thinks he's Belichick back there.
Yeah.
What?
You gotta hide the next play.
Well, that's it. No Spygate either. None of those.
Congratulations, Jeff. Keep it up.
Yeah.